Welcome to Sha'arim B'Tefillah with Rav Shimshon David Pinkas. Today we're working on the third paragraph of Perek Aleph of Pirkei Pticha. And here Rav Pinkas makes his core claim of the entire Sefer. Biur Hadavar, to explain this matter, meaning he's just quoted the Ramchal about the nature of Tefillah, as well as the Gemara Anida about Hishtadut and Bitachon. And he explains, Shtei Drachim Yesh B'Yesod HaTefillah. There are two paths in the world of Tefillah, in the foundations of Tefillah, L'Hasagat Maneh Mishamayim, in order to get what we deserve from heavens, from the heavens. Reshit, the first, Masher Ragil B'Havanatenu, that which we are used to imagining, Kashir Tzarich HaAdam L'Eze Enyan, when we need something, Aval Mikoach Ma'asav U'Zuchiyotav Eino Zakai L'Kach, but you know what? According to your own behaviors and your own merits, you don't deserve it. Al yedei hatfilah, through tefillah, from Hashem, Shapir yachol lahafik ritzon mehashem ulahasik mevukasho. You can in fact get from the divine will that which something goes beyond what you might have otherwise deserved. To clarify this, there's often a kind of an idea, a childish idea, of almost like a divine candy machine in heaven. That if I just put in the right ingredients, press the right buttons, put in a dollar bill, and David Shachris Min Chamariv, out pops a Snickers bar. Out pops something that maybe I didn't deserve, something that's really delicious. That kind of childish image is not what Rav Pinkas is talking about. But there is a notion that sometimes God gives people gifts in this world, something that perhaps they didn't deserve. And that is, says Rav Pinkas, the first, perhaps overly simplistic way of imagining what tefillah is all about. But says Rav Pinkas, Aval yesh betefillah yisod nosaf, there is in the world and the foundations of tefillah something additional. V'hu ma sheragil b'sifrei hakodmonim, that which it says in the sifrei hakodmonim, in the older svarim, shehatefillah hi hashar v'hadelot l'otrot hashamayim. Prayer is the gate and the doorway to the storehouses, to the treasures of heaven. Pirush hadavar, meaning, degam im zakai ha'adam l'yedei ma'asav or derchechas doit brach le'ezu bracha yeshua, that even if you deserve based on your own behaviors or your kindness, that God should give you a particular bracha or yeshua blessing or salvation, and it's magia l'cha'a, v'hatov ha'hu omed muchan b'shvilo, and God's ready to give it. Nonetheless, says Rav Pinkas, lo yavo lo hatov ha'hu, ela al yedei tefillah. Even that which you deserve only comes through tefillah. Shekachu inyan hatefillah. That is the nature of tefillah. Shehi hashar shehakol over darko. It is the gate through which everything passes. Ubli sheyavor derech shar hatefillah lo yitze shum davar lapoel. And if you don't go through this gate, nothing can come to be. This, says Rav Pinkas, is what tefillah is all about. That ultimately, we need this itaruta dilatata. We need human beings, need to stand up and say, here I am, God, I'm waiting for you. Give me even those things that I deserve. Not just the lottery or the Lamborghini. I need you, God, to give me the opportunity to put food on the table. That's what tefillah is ultimately all about. There's a deep sense of giving ourselves over, not to lead to a sense of passivity, but to a sense of trust. The bitachon, the trust, the love, and the belief that God ultimately provides for all of our human needs. This balance, this dance, the struggle between hishtadlut and bitachon, between working hard, lachkim or la'ashir, as the Gemara Anita talked about, to become wise, to become wealthy. How do you do that? You have to work hard, but you also have to daven. And if you don't have those tefillot, you won't get even those things that you're meant to receive.